Visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Good morning, 803 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. I'm Dan Jessup. KSL's top local story, an investigation into drug irregularities at Unified Fire Authority. Paramedics notified the department's medical bureau that drugs and morphine had been stolen out of ambulances and fire stations. Now two police departments are trying to figure out who took the drugs. Unified Fire Authority Chief Michael Jensen says it's upsetting because the bond of trust within their brotherhood has been broken.
We understand firefighters are held to a higher standard.
The investigation hasn't found who's been taking the drugs, but Assistant Fire Chief Marlon Jones has been suspended and charged with prescription drug fraud in an apparently unrelated case. More allegations of misconduct on the part of Utah Attorney General John Swallow. The state elections office is bringing in a legal team to investigate claims that Swallow did not report conflicts of interest. State Democratic Party Chair Jim DeBacchus says he hopes the Lieutenant Governor's office provides full transparency and that the legal team conducting the investigation will be nonpartisan.
I'm not accusing, I'm just saying I hope the Lieutenant Governor will pick someone who is completely above any kind of questioning and that this doesn't turn into some kind of old boy network kind of thing.
Because of all the Attorney General's problems, there are whispers on Capitol Hill of a possible impeachment proceeding. It's been said it ain't over till it's over, and for Jim Matheson and Mia Love, well, apparently it ain't over.
Republican Saratoga Springs Mayor Mia Love is planning another run at Democratic Congressman Jim Matheson in 2014 after a narrow loss last year. This week's UtahPolicy.com KSL Political Insider Survey, though, shows it could be a toss-up. Nearly half of responding Republicans give Love a 50-50 chance of unseating Matheson. Very few Democrats give her chances anything beyond that, though. In fact, a third of responding Democrats put her chances at only 1 in 4. Dave Cawley, KSL News Radio.
And coming up on KSL News Radio, warming through your Wasatch Front weekend. We'll check that KSL weather forecast next. KSL News Time, 8:05.
Utah's Morning News with Grant and Amanda.
I think if they did their job the way they should in the first place, then none of this would be going on.
5 to 9 on KSL News Radio.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
And in life, The Browsers with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson. 1 to 3 on KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealerships. Looks good out there as far as the drive's concerned. A little bit of traffic on the roads, but a beautiful day for a drive. 79 and sunny today. Clear overnight, 58. And tomorrow, warming to 83. How about 89? By Monday with lots of sunshine. Sutherland's has special deals from Mom this Friday and Saturday. Four-pack bedding plants are 88 cents, hanging baskets $5.99, and 4-inch seed geraniums are 99 cents. 64 degrees at 8:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Never seen the sky so blue. Birds are singing, I got nothing to do. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
It's a sunny day.
Sunny day now.
My pocket's empty, my cupboard's bare. But call me illogical, I just don't care. Hey, hey,
hey, hey, hey.
It's just a sunny day.
Hey, 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 it's a sunny day.
It's just a sunny day.
Ooh, yeah.
Hey.
Thank you. KSL Greenhouse. Information and great talk about your home, garden, and your lawn. If you love perennials, can't get enough help on landscape design, or just want to keep your lawn and vegetable garden pest-free, grab a pen. It's the KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. Nice to have you inside the KSL Greenhouse, and it's nice to be back in studio and actually looking face-to-face with this guy. Not that you're bad to look at or anything, but we've just been kind of in separate places of the world the last little while. And it's nice to be back with Tom Bettis, horticulturist from Utah State University, ready to go for another week of the greenhouse. How are you doing?
I'm well. How are you? It's good to see you.
Doing good. And the temperature's just gorgeous. We're not only spring-like, we're going to be summer-like by the end of the weekend. It's turning fast on us here, which happens from time to time, but we'll be 90 on Monday. And everybody's feeling it, I can tell, because we already have three lines lit here. Susan in South Ogden, Mark in Salt Lake City, and a couple of other lines ringing. So let me start by getting some phone numbers out there for you. In Salt Lake, it's KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Utah County, 470-5751. And Davis and Weaver County soon to be all locked up at 670-5751. What have you been up to? You been working in the yard, doing anything fun?
Oh, man, I've had a busy week with my job with Extension. I've had a lot of evening teaching commitments. I was out in the south end of Utah County last night looking at some soil and some potential plants. I've been all over the place. I haven't actually, you know, it's one of those things where the shoemaker's kids always have bad shoes. And I honestly don't spend a lot of time in my yard this time of year.
Yeah. Well, you know, that happens. I know Larry was on the run so much, constantly making sure everybody else's lawn and garden areas were taken care of. He'd often tell me, you know, I haven't had time to do any of that to my trees.
My neighbors always look at me and is like, so you're a horticulturist, huh?
You know what? It's funny you'd say that. My involvement with the show has actually inspired me, and I know I've got neighbors that are listening, inspired me to be a better steward of my space because for the same reason they look over and go, he's telling us to do these things. Obviously, he's not.
Yes.
I've got something weird going on with my lawn. I don't know what it is, but it's spotty, little dead spots. Now, already this early in the season should not be happening, and I've had spots that did this before, and I'm just wondering this time of year, I don't think it's grubs because they wouldn't be up that far to be doing the damage, but are there other lawn insects that could already be attacking me?
Sod webworm sometimes is out fairly early, but you would normally see those moths flying up as you walk through the lawn.
Yeah, I don't
lawn
see that.
There could be all sorts of things going on. I've seen actually wasps that overwinter in the lawn that fly out and make little holes all over the place. There, I hope it's not, but it could be the start of something like a necrotic ring spot. Mm. Man, there's all sorts of possibilities on that one.
Yeah. My wife says, just cut a piece out, take it into Tom, let him look at it, or take some pictures. But believe me, I've seen pictures people send us, and we've talked so much about lawn diseases and pests. Then I know this one is going to be tough to diagnose, and I don't know if preventatively I just put down some bug control and see if that stops the process.
You know, you always can take that shotgun approach to where you put down an insect control and you also put down a fungicide, and sometimes you actually have to do that because, you know, even if I come and look at it, if I can't figure out what it is, I send it up to campus, and it takes them a week to 10 days to diagnose because they've got to put all these little microorganisms on auger and grow them out and see what's there and then make their determination of what most likely is going on. And I've had situations to where people own businesses, say they own a wedding business or they do a lot of receptions, that I'm just like, well, let's get this up to campus, but in the meantime, put a grub preventative and fungicide down to just knock it out as quick as we can. I don't generally recommend that, but sometimes it's needed.
Yeah, and the fungicide process, if you were going to try that, is that a granular thing? Is it a spray? What is it?
I like the granulars better. Just you can spread them through a fertilizer spreader and then water them in.
So what is something like that called?
F-stop would be one that's very common for a lawn fungicide. There's a few others. Bear has theirs. Scott's has theirs. But
so if you're looking for a fungicide, you can put that into the spreader along with your bug control and just put it all out there?
Yeah, do them both at once and water them in.
Yeah. It's driving me crazy and breaks my heart because now is the time of the year when you take great pride in how everything looks. The temperatures have been cooler. Obviously, Mother Nature's helped with the watering process.
Yeah, generally the turf doesn't look better in the entire year than it does right now.
And that's my worry. If I'm seeing this kind of potential damage in the beginning signs of it, what's it going to be like in July if I don't anything?
It is. You know, one suggestion I do have for folks is that, you know, if this going from 70 to 90, the turf isn't adjusted to that, and you need to make sure that your soil has you water deeply this weekend if you have that option, so that you can get plenty of water in there, because a lot of times the first 90 degree weather we get, I notice that folks haven't watered really, and the lawn browns out for 2 or 3 weeks until they can get enough water back down to those roots. And so if you have the opportunity, don't drown your lawn, just make sure there's sufficient soil moisture so that it doesn't brown out in a few days.
We're going to be talking about roses, and this is Mother's Day weekend, obviously. So we say happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there, and for the dads and the husbands, there's scrambling to
I remember it up at J&J at this time of year, we'd come in, and we'd try to come in a little early, 7:30 in the morning, and you'd see these frantic husbands and fathers just running around in carts just chucked full of roses. And I mean, that's what mom wanted. And I congratulate them on taking care of their significant other, but it was a frantic time. And it's confusing. We'd have 100, 200 varieties of roses out there, and they just sit there and look at it, and it may as well have been calculus. It was, what do I do next? And we're going to try to boil that down a little bit.
And we'll hold on that till next hour, if that's all right, we've sort of eaten up our time here to start this hour. But the other thing everybody's looking for are these hanging baskets that mom can have.
Yes.
I noticed that even in my neighborhood out there on 70th South, just off Redwood Road, some nurseries have set up temporary tents where they have brought all of these hanging baskets out for, you know, to make it more convenient for people to do their shopping right off the side of the road.
Yeah, so that's actually a good idea. I've seen some nurseries up in Logan doing that, and I've noticed temporary locations around the Wasatch Front. I think it's a good idea because you've still got if something goes south on you, you still have a main location you can go back to, but it's a lot more convenient to go to some of these that are a couple miles from home.
Especially for guys out there that, you know, are lazy, waiting till the last minute, don't want to battle the crowds, but you know, still want to make sure that they honor the woman in their life when they get home. Look, let's take one phone call if we can.
Sounds
before
good.
We get into our commercial break here. One of those Ogden lines we talked about is Susan. And Susan, you got problems with your turnips already? Is that right?
Well, actually, I haven't planted them.
Okay.
But for the last several years, they always get these little maggots in them. And I was wondering, how do you deal with that?
Have you been planting them in the same spot?
No. But I don't have a real big spot, but I have tried them in about 3 or 4 different places.
That's a tough one if you have a small area. And do you know particularly, have you found an insect that might be boring into them? Because there's a few different things that could be doing that.
No, I just see those little tunnels.
Okay. Well, what I would recommend is getting some what's called diatomaceous earth.
Okay.
And it's actually an organic product, and what it is are these little diatoms, these little microscopic animals that live in the oceans, and they're fossilized in their mind, and to us, they feel like talcum powder, but to little insects, it's almost like they're crawling over glass shards, and it gets in between their legs, and they cuts them up and things, and so it's a pretty brutal way to kill them, but it's very effective if you don't want to use a lot of insecticide. So put diatomaceous earth on either side of the row, and then it may be that you have to resort to doing a soil drench or applying something like 7 that's labeled for a lot of vegetables to see if that will also keep them at bay.
Diatomaceous earth.
Yes.
On either side of the row.
Yes. And make sure that you don't break the barrier up. If you break it up with irrigation or something, apply a little bit more because you've got to have that stuff there so that the insects can crawl through it.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you.
You are welcome.
Susan, thanks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. And yeah, it's a brutal way to kill them, but we're not really sensitive to how they die, are we?
No.
Get rid of them, however, whatever it takes. So cold-hearted. Mark is coming up in Salt Lake City, and then Ralph in West Valley, Patty in Riverton, and I believe, is that Con? In Syracuse, talking tomatoes. And we're past that or getting close to that average last day of frost, so everybody can start.
We are. With the warmer weather, I'd say go ahead and get the tomatoes in. And
woohoo! Planting weekend. Love it. We'll take a break and come back with more of The Greenhouse next.
Good, better, best. Good is choosing a certified public accountant to help you with your financial records and taxes. Better is one with experience and knowledge of your personal and business needs. Best is one who belongs to the Utah Association of CPAs. As you think about your tax return preparation this year, especially in the light of the confusing and always changing tax laws, consider this. CPAs will save you the most money on your taxes. CPAs are more competitive price-wise than the big box store preparation guys. CPAs are the most qualified to prepare your taxes and get you the most money back you deserve. Along with extensive tax expertise, CPAs can also provide you business advising, financial planning, general accounting, and investment advising. Hire a CPA and be sure you're getting the most out of your taxes. Go to uacpa.org to find a CPA that's right for you. That's uacpa.org. Brought to you by the Utah Association of CPAs.
KSL News Radio is celebrating Mother's Day with prizes any mom would love. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win our KSL Mother's Day grand prize, including an overnight stay with brunch at the Grand America Hotel, a $200 shopping spree from RC Willie, a one-year supply of product from Green THP, and a $200 gift card for carpet cleaning, courtesy of Zero Res. That's $1,400 worth of prizes. Enter today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us about the special mom in your life. That's KSL News Radio.com. KSL News Radio is celebrating Mother's Day with prizes any mom would love. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com today to win our KSL Mother's Day grand prize, including an overnight stay with brunch at the Grand America Hotel, a $200 shopping spree from RC Willie, a one-year supply of product from Green THP, and a $200 gift card for carpet cleaning, courtesy of Zero Res. That's $1,400 worth of prizes. Enter today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us about the special mom in your life. That's KSLNewsRadio.com.
If you own anything stainless in your kitchen, you can't help but admire the beauty of it when it's clean. But if anyone at all lives in your house, then you're constantly cleaning the stainless. Spray a little or a lot on the refrigerator, over to the dishwasher. Don't forget the stove and oven. The amount of time you spend cleaning it makes it not worth having. And then when the kids raid the refrigerator, well, let's not even go there. And scratches? Well, you definitely need Protect and Shine. Protect and Shine not only helps stainless steel appliances look their best, it prevents harmful bacteria buildup while promoting a germ-free environment. Just a one-time application can last you up to 5 years, and your cleaning time is cut by 90%. You really have to see how it works. Go online right now, protectandshine.com, and get the details. That's protect, the letter N, shine.com. Fall in love with stainless again. Protect and Shine.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Getting support from friends online kept me on track.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
Instead of smoking after I ate, I'd get up and take a walk.
I missed having a cigarette in my hand, so I'd hold a pen or a straw, anything.
Until I knew I wouldn't give in to temptation, I spent more time with my friends who didn't smoke.
I went to places that were smoke-free.
I didn't stay quit the very first time I tried.
I kept on trying, and I learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
I quit.
I quit.
I quit.
We did it, so can you.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
KSL News Radio.
Nice to have you listening, too, on the KSL Greenhouse for another week. Tim and Ton here. Ralph, Patty, John, and Con all on the line. Even with that, two local lines open at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. I would not pass on the opportunity to get your spot. Mark, how are you today?
Okay.
Good.
I wanted to ask if there's a book on how to make trees from cuttings and graftings, and it's kind of like a book for dummies is what I'm looking for. And is there any books out there like that?
There are several. One of the best I've ever seen, that it just puts things in homeowner perspective. It recommends things that don't cost a lot of money to do, is produced by the American Horticultural Society. And it's called The American Horticultural Society Guide to Plant Propagation. And it'll walk you through about everything, and it will actually use methods that you can use in the backyard or in your house, so you don't need a lot of expensive greenhouses and misting equipment. And I found it on Amazon as the main place. I haven't found it locally, and it's about $20, $25. It's not too bad for the cost.
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, American Horticultural Society Guide to Plant Propagation. I actually refer to that quite a bit.
Okay, the second question is, where do you buy bare roots to graft trees?
Online, you can get a lot of root stock, but it's getting a little bit late in the year to do it. USU, generally, we do apple grafting classes, and then we time them with late April, so that by the time those trees start to grow and take, that the danger of frost is gone. Because that's one of the more difficult things, is without a greenhouse, what do you do with the plants until danger of frost is gone? So there are several sources online. If you wanted to do some of that, you know, a lot of these rootstocks aren't going to be readily available, and you may have to do it yourself, but the book will actually give you instructions on how to do that also when it's possible.
What is your phone number in case I have any other questions?
Let's see. I've got a new phone number down there, and I don't know the... Let's do this.
He never calls himself.
My email is tbeddes@ksl.com. It's tbeddes@ksl.com.
All right, that's the best thing to do.
Yeah.
Mark, thanks, and that'll clear a line for us locally at KSL Talk. Ralph, you're next in West Valley. Welcome.
Thanks. I'm planning on planting squash. My soil temperatures are up. I downloaded the PDF on squash from USU.
And good man.
Talks about using lots of organic matter. I have some manure mixed with sawdust and was wondering if that would be good to till in before planting.
Has it already been cured somehow, or is it fairly raw and fresh?
Well, it's just starting to mold a little. I don't think you could call it composted.
I don't know that that would be the best idea to mix in at this point, just for the fact that as that breaks down, even with the manure, it's going to rob the soil of a lot of nitrogen because those microorganisms need the nitrogen to break down that cellulose, which is very difficult to do. And so you might see for between 4 and 6 weeks a temporary reduction and the plants wouldn't do much.
Okay.
The best time to till that in would be in the fall so it had all winter to decompose.
Okay, so if I bought some composted manure, that would be suitable?
That would be much better.
Okay, and if I wanted to, ask about fertilizing the whole area versus side dressing while planting. Would side dressing be a good way to fertilize with balanced fertilizer?
It would. Just that side dressing, you're not wasting a lot of fertilizer when you side dress, and you're not fertilizing the weeds.
And how much?
Well, that fact sheet will have it in there. Dan usually recommends between 1 and 2 pounds of either 16-16-8 or 20-00 per 100 square feet, depending on the soil.
And a pound is a pint, basically?
Yeah, a pound is a pint.
Right, but if I wanted to just put some alongside the plant or near the plant while planting...
If you wanted to put just a little by the plant, I'd use a small handful. It's about the closest I could get you, a couple tablespoons.
Okay, very good.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And again, a local line open at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. To Syracuse we go. Con is on the line there talking tomatoes. How are you?
All right. I have two questions, actually. The one, I'm so disappointed in my garden. We've got verticillium wilt throughout it. Is there any tomatoes that I've come up with yet that is wilt-proof?
No proof, but there are VF-resistant.
There's resistant. If you're planting tomatoes like Celebrity and Early Girl and they're being overwhelmed, there's not going to be much you can plant initially.
Okay, I do Celebrity, but they still succumb.
About the only thing I can recommend is to cover that area with clear plastic and staple it or secure it down so it doesn't blow away in the wind and cook the soil. Make sure it's moist and then cook that soil all summer, and the temperatures will get high enough that it will kill all the verticillium to about a depth of 6 inches. And then you're going to, after that, use rotation as much as you can and go to a no-till system to where you're just loosening the soil lightly with a pitchfork or a spade and then just plant like you normally would. But that's about the only method I know of, short of just digging the soil out 6 inches to a foot deep to control that verticillium.
Okay. The other question is the coddling moth, when should I spray?
Well, I haven't looked. I need to look at the spray dates at the break, but generally about 10 days after the blossoms drop is the first timing for the first spray. If you go to utahpests.usu.edu and then click on the IPM section, there's a link on the KSL Greenhouse website also. You can subscribe, and they will tell you down to the day when you need to spray.
That's Utah Pests?
Yeah, .usu.edu. Or you can go to the KSL Greenhouse page.
Yeah, we got a link there, which is real easy. Go to KSL.com, click on radio, and then on to the Greenhouse page, and just link from there.
Is there anything better than Imidan, or is that about it?
Well, Imidan's almost been pulled from the market for homeowners because they've changed the labeling. If you still have it, use it. But the next best thing I know of is that Ortho Fruit Vegetable and Flower Spray, and it lasts about 10 days.
Con, thanks. We're up against the break here. News is coming up on the half hour. Dan Jessup to get you up to speed on all that's happening out there. On the other side, we'll go to line 5. Riverton, Patty is on the line. Lehigh talking to John, Pam, Mel, Dallin, Spencer, Sheldon. Hey, must be spring in the greenhouse. Your call's coming up next.
Coming to the Pioneer Theater Company, Utah's premier professional theater, the epic musical masterpiece, Les Miserables. Pioneer Theater Company's production, the first since its record-breaking sold-out premiere in 2007, has already extended 2 extra weeks. Now running from May 3rd to June 1st. Hurry while good seats are still available. Call 801-581-6961 or visit pioneertheater.org. Les Mis is sponsored by Zions Bank and Salt Lake County Zoo Arts and Parks Program. And don't forget to reserve next season's ticket package, including the musical mystery Something's Afoot, the holiday movie turned musical Elf, and the classic song and dance spectacular Sweet Charity. Season ticket holders get the best seats at the best prices. Call 801-581-6961 or visit pioneertheater.org.
Old MacDonald had some ground with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch, and in that ground he plants some seeds with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. With a strong plant here and a strong plant there, here a plant, there a plant, everywhere a strong plant. Now Old MacDonald has a farm with Nutra-Nutra-Mulch. Nutri-Mulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutrimulch.com. Let's talk turkey. Premium turkey manure compost from Nutrimulch. Putting Nutrimulch in your ground before planting assures that you have a nutrient-rich and plant-friendly medium in which to produce the finest crops, flowers, and shrubs. Using lesser compost cheats your plants and hurts production. So this year, don't chicken out and use inferior products. You could end up with just a load of bull. Always use Nutrimulch before you plant. Nutrimulch is available at all independent nurseries, hardware garden centers, the Home Depot, and at IFA country stores. See Nutrimulch.com.
For our newsroom, I'm Dan Jessup, KSL's top local story. Reports of a huge gang-related fight in West Valley early this morning following an all-night party. Police say the fight involved more than a dozen people and broke out after that party, or during the party. Windows in the home were shattered, only minor injuries reported as a result of those altercations this morning. We'll try to get more information as soon as we can get a return call from West Valley Police. Unified Fire Authority says they found discrepancies in the amount of medications they are supposed to have. They're trying to find out who may be responsible for taking them. Unified Fire Authority Chief Michael Jensen says the drugs are used to treat pain or to sedate people.
We found an issue. We found it internally. We asked for outside people to come in to investigate. So we have two active investigations going on by outside agencies.
Jensen says so far the thefts are not tied to Assistant Chief Marlon Jones, who was charged by Salt Lake County DA's office for obtaining prescriptions under false pretenses. A photo in a National Geographic has led a local nonprofit group traveling to India to provide humanitarian aid and funding to persecuted Christians.
You know, I've been to many, many, many third world countries, but from my understanding, where we're going now is going to be a fourth world.
Volunteer Christy Benedict says she's moved by the stories of the farming village. She's glad to help. If you'd like to help with your contributions, we put information online at KSL.com. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC. Newly released emails between the CIA and the State Department has prompted the White House to again deny a cover-up about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya. The emails reveal more than a dozen changes in talking points were given to U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice. Republicans claim the cover-up was an attempt to avoid damaging President Obama's re-election campaign.
Four Americans lost their lives in this terrorist attack. And Congress is going to continue to investigate this issue using all the resources at our disposal.
House Speaker John Boehner is calling on the president to release all emails about the attack and to aid the congressional investigation now underway in Washington. Coming up on KSL News Radio, a perfect planting day. We'll check your weekend forecast next. KSL News Time, 8:33.
Breaking news, traffic, and weather. Every 30 minutes, all morning, all day, and all night. Constant updates on KSL News Radio.
We used to think all lung cancer was the same.
Now we know that each tumor may have a different genetic makeup.
Several different molecular types of lung cancer have been identified.
By performing molecular testing on a lung cancer tumor,
doctors can try to determine what's causing the cancer to grow.
It's a different way of looking at lung cancer.
Because lung cancer can affect anyone.
The young or old.
Smokers or non-smokers.
You or me.
Knowing the molecular profile of my tumor helped determine my treatment options.
Anyone can get lung cancer. And not all lung cancers are the same. Talk to your doctor to see if molecular testing is appropriate for you. Visit lungcancerprofiles.com to learn more. That's lungcancerprofiles.com. A public service of six leading lung cancer advocacy groups.
Did you know that a 10-minute HeartView scan could save your life? Detecting heart disease long before symptoms occur, the 10-minute non-invasive HeartView scan provides an extraordinary analysis of the heart and its surrounding vessels and enables doctors to see even mild plaque buildup that may be an indication of early heart disease. As a result, heart problems can be treated sooner, and that leads to faster recovery and a healthier future. For a limited time, a HeartView scan is specially priced at $99 and does not require a doctor's order. It's available at four convenient locations: Davis Hospital and Medical Center, Jordan Valley Medical Center, Salt Lake Regional Medical Center, and Pioneer Valley Hospital. For peace of mind this Mother's Day, get a HeartView scan today or give it as a gift to someone you love. For scheduling and gift certificate information on this limited-time $99 HeartView scan, call 866-431-WELL. That's 866-431-WELL. Or go to myheartscan.com. That's myheartscan.com. Go to myheartscan.com today.
It takes 12 years to create a graduate. It takes about the same time to create a dropout. The difference between a child becoming one or the other could be you. Studies prove that reading to a child regularly dramatically improves reading skills. And kids who read well by third grade are four times as likely to graduate. So United Way is calling for 1 million volunteers over the next 3 years. We're asking you to step up, make a pledge, tutor a child who needs help, mentor a kid who needs someone on their side, volunteer to read to children, make a difference. Because when a child advances, we all advance. Entire communities improve. The path to success or failure starts long before graduation day, and the difference between a graduate and a dropout could be you. Be a reader, tutor, or mentor. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge. Go to liveunited.org now. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together brought to you by the Larry H. Miller Dealership. Smooth sailing on the road so far today. Surface streets, freeways all look to be pretty good. Looking at sunshine, 79 today, 58 and clear tonight. Sunny Sunday, warming to 83 and near 90 by Monday. Use Oakdale Egg Farm's organic compost, the official compost of Thanksgiving Point, to improve your soil. Available at IFA Country Stores, J&J, and J&L Garden Centers. For a complete list, visit Oakdale.com. Salt Lake, it's 64 degrees at 837. You get the top stories every 30 minutes, breaking news the second it happens. I'm Dan Jessup, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
Get help with annuals, container planting, and the greenest grass on the block. The KSL Greenhouse on KSL News Radio.
Florabunda, Grandiflora, hybrid tea. Well, I was just looking over some of these roses we're going to be talking about later. So if you had questions about roses, be thinking about that. We'll dive into that later in the program. Let's dive into some of these phone calls. And again, looks like all the local lines are lit. We've got two in Ogden that are open at 670-5751 and one line in Provo ready at 470-5751. That's a toll-free call. Patty, you're next in Riverton. Welcome in.
Good morning. I would like to know, we prepared our garden for planting, didn't get it planted for the early crop, and the weeds started growing. My husband sprayed them with Roundup. That was fine. There was time. But we didn't get it planted, and now he sprayed again the weeds, and now I'm ready to plant it, and I don't know whether to, I know it's a systemic, but I don't know if I should rototill them back in or if I should scrape them off.
Roundup stays active in the soil for a week or less. So if you read your label on the particular product he used, and it should say, give you somewhere in there what's called a pre-plant interval. And it will usually like say 14. 7 days, seven yeah. to 14, yeah. depending on the concentration. So all is not lost.
Okay. I appreciate that info.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
Maybe you can go get something to eat because you don't have to plant your garden today.
There you go.
Or make him take you to get something to eat for ruining your garden
it's
for a week.
It's Mother's
or two.
Day
yes.
weekend. Come on. All right, Patty, thanks.
Thank you.
Now, we say all the time, though, that Roundup deactivates, glyphosate products deactivate when they hit the soil. However, they still tell you to wait 14
yes,
days.
Yes, there just may be enough of it there that as a seed germinates, it's very weak and it is not very resistant to things. And so there's generally that week to maybe 14-day wait when after you've sprayed.
Yeah. All right, John and Lehigh, welcome in.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Got a patch of raspberries, everberries. Its leaves are turning yellow, and we don't get very many berries on them.
How long have the berries been in?
About 2 years.
About 2 years, so that's a younger patch.
Yeah.
And then, let's see, you are in Lehigh, so I...
Yes.
Your soil is probably, I imagine, a little bit clay.
It's kind of sandy.
Sandy, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, the biggest thing with raspberries, especially when they're this young, that I see is called, the condition's called iron chlorosis.
Uh-huh.
And the berries, and it generally happens more in a clay soil, but it can happen in sandy soil. What happens is they root out the iron's in a form that the roots can't absorb, and so the leaves turn yellow because iron's involved in photosynthesis, and there's some science behind that we don't need to get into. But that's why they go yellow, is because the chlorophyll's not being made as much as it should be.
The good news is it's pretty easy to take care of.
It is. And so chelated iron, you're going to want the expensive stuff, not the cheap stuff. And when you go to either IFA or one of the local garden centers, just ask for the chelated iron and make sure it's either Miller Ferroplus or Iron Sequestrian 138 or Grow More Iron.
Okay.
One of those three products. And then you'll put that down and work it into the soil a bit and then water. And then what you'll do is watch the new growth, and the new growth should come out darker green.
Okay, we'll try that.
Now, there's some other reasons the leaves could go yellow. And if the extension office in the county administration building in Provo, if you wanted to bring in a sample, we'd be happy to look at that to make sure that's the problem.
Okay. That's in Provo? That's
yes, the county administration building. It's off Center Street and University uh-huh. Avenue.
Okay.
And you'll see a big sign out there that says USU Extension, and we're in the basement.
Okay, we'll try that.
Very good.
All right, John.
Thanks. Thanks a million.
Call us back. Let us know how it turns out. We did have one local line open up for you here. Somebody dropped off at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. Mel is occupying one of those lines in Kearns and has a perennial question. Hi there.
Yeah, I've got a flower bed that's on the south side of the house, and we raised it up a couple of years ago. And what I did was I just put about 6 inches of pea gravel on top of the dirt that was there, and then I put about another 6 inches of good garden soil out of my vegetable garden on top of that. And we can't get the perennials to come back year after year. They die off each year.
What you've probably done is created a condition called a perched water table to where you put that gravel in there for drainage. But sometimes when you get soil and then gravel, then it has an absolute line where they meet at that interface. A lot of times the soil has to become 100% saturated with water before any of that water drains into the gravel. It's kind of reverse of what you would imagine, but the differences in soil physics and things make that happen. And so what I would probably do is dig out everything, and if your soil is well drained, just fill it up with soil. If it's not very well drained, then fill the entire thing up with a mix of good topsoil and compost.
I know what that silence is on the other end of the line when you say, dig it all out. Come on, man.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to call a different show.
It was so much work to get it in there, Mel.
So the gravel's actually causing the soil to stay wetter on top?
It oftentimes can, yes. When you have that interface between two different types of soil or two different what are called media, that water will actually sit in the top layer until that top layer will hold no more water, and then it'll decide to drain through. And so if those perennials do well, and then all of a sudden they die over the winter.
Is that root rot? Or
it's root rot, and I imagine that the crowns are rotting out and the roots are.
Oh,
and you'd be better off having a foot to 18 inches of really good topsoil mixed with compost, so you have a lot more opportunity for drainage in there. And if your soil's decent, use your native soil and mix that with compost.
Okay. I guess I got a big job ahead.
It sounds like a project. You're right.
Okay.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Wow. And I guess he probably doesn't want to go through another growing season with that problem, but you would be able to tell when they die off, dig down in there
yes.
and take a look at those roots.
Yeah, in early spring, you could dig down in there, and if that entire thing was rotten, I'll bet there's just too much water collecting in the top layers.
And you'd be able to tell by probably the look of it and the smell of it.
Yes, they both smell very earthy rotten.
And they look brown?
Yeah, brown to black.
Yeah. Dallin in American Fork, welcome into the greenhouse.
Hey, I just have a quick question. It's probably a common one, but every year my lawn in the backyard gets thinner and thinner, and it's, you know, pretty soon it's just going to be a mud hole back there. And I'm just wondering if you have any suggestions.
Do you have any suspicions on why it's thinning out?
Well, the only thing I can think of is shade, but I see other shady spots that are still grassy, so I don't understand.
What kind of soil do you have?
No idea. You know, the front lawn is great. I do the exact same thing at the front lawn as I do at the back lawn, but the front lawn gets a lot more sun.
Are you a north-south facing, or?
I'm a east-west facing, and I face to the east, and so the sun hits the front lawn all morning, but in the backyard, it's completely surrounded with trees, and so it gets very little sun.
I would suspect that the grass is slowly dying out over time because of a lack of sunlight, and you could try getting a what's called just shade tolerant turf mix, just some seed
like a tall fescue.
Tall fescue, or I was creeping red fescues even more so, but it looks a little bit different than bluegrass.
And go ahead and overseed.
Yeah, I would aerate heavily just to make some opportunity for those seeds to get some soil on them. Put the seed down and water it, and give it a few months to see if you can restore it using either that tall. Make sure you get a turf-type tall fescue, not pasture fescue, or creeping red fescue, and go that direction and see if you can restore it.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, and the sooner the better on that. I mean, you're not going to get cooler temperatures until the fall now,
no.
probably.
And we'll cool back down a bit, and so this is still a good time of year to put that seed down.
You mentioned it will cool down a bit. It looks like it's going to do that by week's end. Welcome to spring in Utah. We'll go 82 today, 90 by Monday, and then 85, 80, back into the upper 70s Thursday, Friday. So more normal-like temperatures toward the end of the week. And by the way, lows at night are going to hang right around the 50-degree mark. So we'll take a break. 65 downtown. And we've got two local lines open if you want to jump in and join us now at KSL Talk, 801-575-8255. And as a matter of fact, after I disconnect Dallin here, we'll have three local lines waiting. Pam, you're next. Dave in Syracuse. Ray in Orem. Your calls coming up on The Greenhouse.
I thought I was too old.
I thought I was too young.
I didn't think I had what it takes.
How would I find the time? I figured I'd get around to it someday.
Besides, it's probably too expensive.
Too difficult.
Too complicated.
Then one day I sat down at the piano.
Drums.
The keyboard.
Guitar.
Bass.
Ukulele.
I went into a music store and tried some percussion.
Tried a clarinet.
A sax.
And I learned a few simple notes.
Simple chords.
Simple rhythms.
Before I knew it,
I could actually play a song.
A pretty simple one, but I did it. Me. I couldn't believe it.
Why make excuses when you can make music?
Why wait?
Just play. This message brought to you by the NAMM Foundation.
Access RV has doubled the size of their lot, which means twice as many travel trailers, fifth wheels, motorhomes, and truck campers, all priced now at record low sale prices. Looking for a travel trailer? Buy a new Viking travel trailer for only $79.95 or a new Grey Wolf 28BH travel trailer with more than $4,000 in free options, now only $17,998. Looking for a truck camper? Access RV is one of the country's largest truck camper dealers, selling 8 of the 10 top truck camper brands, all on sale now at record low prices. Like a new Bronco pop-up truck camper for only $85.89, or a new Travel Light hardside truck camper only $89.98, or the Adventure 80GS four-season camper with slide-out and bath at only $15,989. Competitive financing is available from over 30 lenders, plus buy in May and have no payments until the end of summer OAC. Check out their full selection at 2240 South State in Salt Lake or online at accessrv.com.
That's right, it's me again, and I'm getting ready for my annual Mother's Day shopping spree. And as usual, it's difficult to find that special something for mom. That's why there's only one place to go, J&J Garden Center in Layton. Right now, all hanging baskets and outdoor planters are 20% off. What a selection to choose from, and the quality and variety is incredible. Plus, in their new garden and gift store, 25% off on selected gift items. J&J is one amazing place, and definitely Mother's Day Central. So take my advice and show the mothers in your life how much they mean to you with that special purchase from J&J Garden Center in Layton. Take the Layton Parkway exit, Main Street to Gentile, then west 2 miles. You have got to see it to believe it. You really do.
Country grown to your home, J&J Garden Center.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take this time to breathe deeply and close your eyes. Right now, you're completely in control. Unlike the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you tried removing those raccoons from the basement. Concentrate on the soothing sound of my voice. Release the memory of when you wrestled with that beehive in your son's treehouse. Let go of the time you thought that skunk was a cat, or when you pulled into the garage with your son's bike on top of the car. Deep breaths. Deep breaths.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
News Radio.
All right, we've got about 4.5 minutes to finish out this hour, but it's just the first of three for the Greenhouse in our regular slot. And Tim and Tom back in studio together for once here. Matter of fact, we will be for the remainder of this month, and then June goes crazy for me again. Let's see. Pam, you're next in Farmington. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm just wondering, I'm kind of embarrassed, but I haven't been able to get to my roses, and I'm wondering if it's too late to prune them back.
It's not the greatest time, but you're still okay to do it. Roses are very vigorous, and they will recover. What will happen is, if you prune back new growth, is that you will delay flowering for probably about a month.
Okay.
So it's not the end of the world to do it.
But it's a choice at this point, yeah.
How far down should I prune them? How much should I take off or how?
Take out the dead and diseased wood first, and then after that, look at the canes, and if they're going to be a nuisance, go ahead and cut those back, and then do the other ones, cut the other ones down to about between thigh and waist high.
Okay. Okay.
So it's a little less heavy than normal, but that should do the trick for this year.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Pam, have a great weekend, and happy Mother's Day, by the way.
Yes, thank you.
Ray in Orem, welcome into the greenhouse.
Hey, thank you very much. I wanted to say one thing. I listen to your program almost every week. My wife and I, we get little tips out of this that are just fantastic. This is about the best talk show I think we like on KSL.
Well, thank you.
Okay, anyway, I've got about 6 poplar trees I had taken down and removed, and they had quite a bit of the buds were just starting to come out on them, and so they had quite a bit of sap up in the tree. And then I had stump grinder take them down about 14 inches into the soil and grind it out. Now, what I want to know is, can I put down something, what kind of killer can I put down to kill the roots, or is that stuff that you put down to get the stump to decompose, is that a good thing? Or
the stump killer is, it depends on the type that you use, and there's some products out there that you put down and then you pour some kerosene on, then you can burn the stump out. Those won't do anything against the roots that are remaining, and so at this point about all you can do is wait for those suckers to start to come up, and once they've grown about a foot, maybe 18 inches, go ahead and clip them near the ground and then immediately get some concentrated dandelion killer or glyphosate and just dab that little branch, the trunk, and keep that up, and over a period of a year or two you will knock out the root system.
Well, and Ray, you're a case study in why we always say, and I apologize for putting you on the spot here because you've said such nice things about us, but you're a case study for why we tell people kill the tree first. And that way you avoid all of this process with the suckers. And really all it takes to do that, which is too late for you, but if others are listening, is make some downward cuts into the cambium layer of the tree all the way around, take some concentrated Roundup and put it in there. It's not always everybody's favorite thing, Ton, because the trees will die and they're going to look nasty for a while, but it is the way to solve this 2-year problem.
For the poplars and willows, it's very worth, just because you're sure they're dead and then you don't deal with the forest that comes back after they're cut down.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, somebody said use some Jordan, is that the right word?
Did they say Tordon?
Tordon.
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay, yeah, No,
that's a definite no. Just stick with glyphosate, like Roundup or lawn weed killer. Put this, that on the suckers. If you put that Tordon down...
It's a sterile.
It is, and you're not going to grow anything.
So the other suggestion I had from somebody is to go ahead and kill it with something heavy, like that Tordon, but then cover it, since it's 14 inches down, cover it with some plastic and then put dirt over the top.
You might be able to do that, but because of those roots, if the trees are mature, those roots are spread all over the place, and so to do that, you'd have to cover a very large area.
I see.
So I think dabbing with a Roundup is probably the most practical.
And unfortunately, that's a project that's going to take you a while. We're up against ABC News here. Ray, thanks. Nice to know you're out there listening and calling to you and your wife. We appreciate you listening every week. We'll break for news coming up next.
Attention, anyone 55 and older, including Medicare recipients. Do you or someone you know suffer from arthritis pain or wake up with stiff, sore knees? Do your knees hurt when you go up and down stairs? And are you unable to enjoy activities you've always loved to do? Have you been told or feel like knee replacement surgery is in your future and you're tired of living with the pain? If so, there's good news for you. You could be a candidate for non-surgical FDA-approved knee rehabilitation program that works and will help you. Their safe and effective treatment can help you live a normal, healthy, and active lifestyle again and start enjoying the things you love. Call to find out more about improving your life. Call Maplewood Medical Group at 801-268-2929 for the location nearest you. That's 801-268-2929. Or you can find them on the web at maplewoodmedical.com. Get out of pain and start enjoying your life again. Call now. Maplewood Medical Group, 801-268-2929.
And now, here's Johnny.
With some advice to help keep you out of
danger, Will Robinson, danger.
And so, here it is.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
Ask what your colonoscopy can do for you.
Do you believe in miracles?
Because with a colonoscopy, it's...
Good night, John Boy.
For colon cancer.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver.
You might be wondering, I'm healthy and there's no history of it in my family. Well, that doesn't matter.
Read my lips.
There are no early warning signs or symptoms of colon cancer, and you can get it regardless of family history. So, if you want to
live long and prosper,
talk to your doctor and get screened. A colonoscopy, after all, is just one small step for man, and that's the way it is.
It makes sense if you're 50 or over. Get a colonoscopy. A message from the Utah Cancer Action Network and Utah Department of Health.
Mom, you don't know anything about me anymore.
Honey, I know you're good at math. You don't like English. I know Ryan smiled at you yesterday at school. I know your favorite color is purple. And I know you don't like mushrooms. And who can blame you? I mean, mushrooms are a fungus, and people generally try to avoid funguses. Or is it fungi? I'm never quite sure. But, you know, either way, I mean, penicillin is good.
Penicillin is a mold.
Huh. Well, I guess you're right. So you like penicillin, but not mushrooms.
No matter what you talk about, love is what they'll hear.
Mom, if we talk, will you be quiet?
Love to.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.